done very well, but he'd chink them up after we stacked them. He'd stick smaller rocks in there and chink them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, built rock fences, and I never did learn to like it.
Well, did you ever raise any chickens?
Oh, yeah.
Put anything in the nest for the chickens to sit on the food of the chicken?
Yeah, I've seen roots.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah.
And that would, they would think that they had an...
Yeah, you could, you could take... you always left one for the nest egg, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you growed them, or sometimes you'd find them along creek banks and whatnot, where they were just wild, and we'd always gather them in,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, you put one of them in the nest, and
mm-hmm.
and they'd the old hen would lay in it then, where otherwise a lot of times they'd change the nest.
Mm-hmm.
If you had, of course, we had chickens laid around, there's a lot of them would lay in chicken house, and then a lot of them would lay out, you know, in the fence corner or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd, when we found a nest that way, and of course, if we heard a hen a-cackling in a strange place, why, we went to see where the nest was. We sent most of it.
Well, what do you call, like, good dishware, good dishes that you put on the table? The very best.
Well, of course, china.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever know of people making an egg out of that to... You know, have you ever seen that they would put in a nest to try to fool a chicken into laying an egg?
No, I've seen them use doorknobs.
Oh, really?
You bet. They used to have old, you know, their old doorknob.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, now, what would you use to carry water in, like if you had to carry into the house?
We used buckets, you know, just, we had our regular water buckets, you know.
Was it made of wood or metal?
Well, we've had both, yeah. Now, for the one, like for the drinking water,
mm-hmm.
and whatnot, we used the wood.
Mm-hmm.
But now then for washing or
mm-hmm.
for the reservoir and stuff like that, well, we just used a regular lard bucket or, after we got it bigger, to carry a 10-quart bucket, well, that's
mm-hmm.
what we used.
Mm-hmm.
But I've carried a lot of water and lard buckets, 8-pound lard buckets.
Well, what about, would you carry milk in after you got through milking?
Well, now, that was, we used lard buckets.
That was metal.
Yeah. And they were, of course, we'd get, of course, we raised most of our, when we was on the farm that way, we had about all of our lard. Of course, it wouldn't rust, you know,
mm-hmm.
as long as it had lard in it. But you had to be real careful about keeping your bucket washed. And I know my mother was real particular that way. And then she would pour real hot water on it and turn these milk buckets upside down so that they would dry and the heat would dry them
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't rust that way. And then if they got to where there's rusting, well, of course, she'd get another one, but we didn't buy much lard because we rendered most of it, and we had to get her buckets as a rule from somebody.
Yeah, well, when they got bad and old and stuff, maybe did you use it to feed the hogs?
No, mother's, when I was growing up, she had old potted plants, you know, and flowers
mm-hmm.
and stuff, geraniums and all that
mm-hmm.
junk, and she saved those buckets for that.
Oh, well, what would you use, what'd you call the kind that you used to feed the hogs?
Slop bucket.
Oh, yeah. That's what that is.